On Holy Images by St. John Damascene. Part 3c. What an image is, what it is not, and how each image is to be set forth. Bodies, as having form and shape and color, may properly be represented in image. Now, if nothing physical or material may be attributed to an angel, a spirit, and a devil, yet they may be depicted and circumscribed after their own nature. Being intellectual beings, they are believed to be present and to energize in places known to us intellectually. They are represented materially, as Moses made an image of the cherubim, who were looked upon by those worthy of the honor, the material image offering them an immaterial and intellectual sight. Only the divine nature is uncircumscribed and incapable of being represented in form or shape, and incomprehensible. If Holy Scripture clothes God in figures which are apparently material, and can even be seen, they are still immaterial. They were seen by the prophets and those to whom they were revealed, not with bodily, but with intellectual eyes. They were not seen by all. In a word, it may be said that we can make images of all the forms which we see. We apprehend these as if they were seen. If at times we understand types from reasoning, and also from what we see, and arrive at their comprehension in this way, so with every sense, from what we have smelt, or tasted, or touched, we arrive at apprehension by bringing our reason to bear upon our experience. We know that it is impossible to look upon God, or a spirit, or a demon, as they are. They are seen in a certain form, divine providence clothing in type and figure what is without substance or material being, for our instruction and more intimate knowledge, lest we should be in too great ignorance of God and of the spirit world. For God is a pure spirit by his nature. The angel and a soul and a demon, compared to God, who alone is incomparable, are bodies, but compared to material bodies, they are bodiless. God, therefore, not wishing that we should be in ignorance of spirits, clothed them in type and figure, and in images akin to our nature, material forms visible to the mind in mental vision. These we put into form and shape. For how were the cherubim represented and described in image? But Scripture offers forms and images even of God. Who first made an image? In the beginning God begot his only begotten Son, his Word, the living image of himself, the natural and unchangeable image of his eternity. And he made man after his own image and likeness. And Adam saw God, and heard the sound of his feet as he walked at even, and he hid in paradise. And Jacob saw and struggled with God. It is evident that God appeared to him in the form of a man. And Moses saw, as it were, the back of a man, and Isaiah saw him as a man seated on a throne, and Daniel saw the likeness of a man, and as the Son of Man coming to the Ancient of Days. No one saw the nature of God, but the type and image of what was to be. For the Son and Word of the invisible God was to become man in truth, that he might be united to our nature and seen on earth. Now, all who looked upon the type and image of the future worshipped it, as St. Paul says in his epistle to the Hebrews. All these died according to faith, not having received the promises, but beholding them afar off, and saluting them. Shall I not make an image of him who took the nature of flesh for me? Shall I not reverence and worship him through the honor and worship of his image? Abraham did not see the nature of God, for no man ever saw God, but the image of God, and falling down, he adored. Joshua saw the image of an angel, not as he is, for an angel is not visible to bodily eyes. And falling down, he adored, and so did Daniel. Yet an angel is a creature and servant and minister of God, not God. And he worshipped the angel not as God, but as God's ministering spirit. And shall I not make images of Christ's friends? And shall I not worship them as the images of God's friends, not as God's? Neither Joshua nor Daniel worshipped the angels they saw as gods. Neither do I worship the image as God, but through the image of the saints too, show my worship to God, because I honor his friends and do them reverence. God did not unite himself to the angelic nature, but to the human. He did not become an angel, he became a man in nature and in truth. It is indeed Abraham's seed which he embraces, not the angels. The Son of God in person did not take the nature of the angels, he took the nature of man. The angels did not participate in the divine nature, but in working and in grace. Now men do participate and become partakers of the divine nature when they receive the holy body of Christ and drink his blood. For he is united in person to the Godhead, and two natures in the body of Christ shared by us are united indissolubly in person. And we partake of the two natures, of the body bodily and of the Godhead in spirit, or rather, of each in both. We are made one, not in person, for first we have a person, and then we are united by blending together the body and the blood. How are we not greater than the angels, if through fidelity to the commandments we keep this perfect union? In itself, our nature is far removed from the angels, on account of death and the heaviness of the body. But through God's goodness and its union with him, it has become higher than the angels. For angels stand by that nature with fear and trembling, as in the person of Christ it sits upon a throne of glory, and they will stand by in trembling, and they will stand by it trembling at the judgment. According to Scripture, they are not partakers of the divine glory, for they are all ministering spirits, being sent to minister because of those who are to be the heirs of salvation. Not that they shall reign together, nor that they shall be together glorified, nor that they shall sit at the table of the Father. The saints, on the contrary, are the children of God, the children of the kingdom, heirs of God and co-heirs of Christ. Therefore I honor the saints, and glorify the servants and friends and co-heirs of Christ's, servants by nature, friends by their choice, friends and co-heirs by divine grace, as our Lord said in speaking to the Father. End of Part 3C.